Now we've come to the Lord's Supper. We eat this table, this meal at this table every week. And at this table, there are always two things, unleavened bread and wine. Where did this practice come from? Why do we do it? The origin is in the Passover meal of this nation, Israel, that we spoke about. That Passover meal commemorated the time, when they came out of Egypt. Specifically, it commemorated a specific night when something deadly stalked the entire nation. One night where death was on the prowl, door to door, in every neighborhood, in every town. It wasn't a virulent disease. It was even more deadly than that. Everyone was in danger of death visiting their home. The angel of death, on the night of the Passover, visited every home and killed the eldest son. Unless the blood of an unblemished lamb was on your door. In that Passover meal, there was blood. The lamb was killed, the lamb's blood was on the doorpost, and you ate that meal. That meal saved your life. The blood from that meal saved the life of the eldest. In this meal, we are spiritually commemorating the same thing. The lamb slain for us. His death so that we could live. So that death could pass over us. So that we could live. And we do it together. We take this meal together because Jesus is the lamb for the entire people. For all of us. So today, we as a community of believers remember Jesus' willing death for us. In this meal, we take bread. It's the body of Christ, spiritually. It's unleavened to mark the haste, the danger from which we were rescued, both in Passover when they fled from Egypt, but also our rescue by Christ. In this meal, we also take wine. Spiritually, it's Christ's blood, which was shed, and it was spread over the doorposts of our lives. And it declares that we're covered, that the angel of death must pass by us, pass over us. We're now innocent because of this blood. When you take the supper, you're saying something. You're not just eating. You're saying to yourself, you're saying to the world, you're saying Jesus came. Jesus, the unblemished lamb, lived well, lived perfectly, lived faultlessly. Lived the life I couldn't live, that I want to live, that I should live. Jesus lived well, and Jesus died well. He lived righteously in my place. He died as punishment in my place. He lived, and he died for me. In faith, I believe it. I'm receiving it. I'm feeding on it. So Jesus said, do this meal. As often as you do it in remembrance of me. And as you do it, I'm going to feed you. Whatever your struggle, whatever your doubt, whatever your fear, whatever your failure, where you need to be made better, this will feed you spiritually. This is part of how you nurture and grow the new life that Jesus Christ, by his Spirit, has begun in those who believe on him. So if you have come to know God the Father through the work of Jesus Christ, the Son, applied to you and joined to you by the work of his Holy Spirit. And if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, though, we are glad that you're here with us. And we invite you to stay, take it all in, observe it. We would love for you to ask questions about it. Don't take the supper. It would not be good for you. But remain. Observe. You are guests here. Now, let's pray. Lord, as we come to the table, we thank you for providing it for us. You have set this table. You have spread this table before us in the presence of our enemy, our sin, the devil. You have set this table of peace. We pray, Lord, that you would feed us through the body of Christ, through the blood of Christ, that you would lift up our hopes, lift up our faith, encourage our hearts, and speed us along as the Spirit does his work, has his way in our lives. Keep us in the battle in the right way. Keep us worshiping with sincere hearts. Grow in us, form in us, increase in us holiness, the holiness that we don't have, but that comes from you and that you are surely accomplishing in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread, he gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you. When he did it, he said, "This is my body, which is for you." He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks for it, he gave it to his disciples. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."